Hot 103 Jams. Now, I always say every Sunday is a blessed Sunday, but this one in particular is truly a blessing, man, because not only is it Easter Sunday, man, but I'm currently in the presence of a legend.
Hey.
A legend that hasn't even dropped his debut album yet, but his work to this point, man, just speaks for itself, man. It's been that significant. I'm currently sitting across from a Grammy-nominated mastermind right now.
Hey.
The right-hand man behind some of your favorite Kanye West songs in the last 7 years.
Okay.
The best-known secret in good music, Kansas City. Show some respect to the one and only Sahi the Prince. Sahi.
Hey, what's going on, bro? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, dog? It's good to have you here, man.
Man, you know, we in the building, man. It's good, man. It's Easter, man. I'm about to go get some Easter food. And we say Easter Sunday dinner in Kansas City. I know y'all got all the dope barbecue, so I'm ready.
Yeah, he's looking for that Kansas City plug right now, man. So if you got the plug, let us know, man, because Sahi is hungry right now, man.
Right.
All right, Sahi, first things first, what brings you to the Kansas City area, dog?
Oh, man, I'm just here, man. You know, I'm just traveling the world right now. We're on tour with Lil Wayne, so I got a little... Yeah, definitely. So we're on tour with Lil Wayne. So we got a little break. So I wanted to, instead of just flying straight to LA, I just wanted to kind of come see some of my friends, some of the towns that I may not have touched before. I haven't been here in a minute. So I know I got a few, you know, I got some family here. So I just come through and kick it with y'all for a day or two.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
you you currently on your own tour right now, the Sahi tour, correct?
No, I'm actually on Wayne's tour. So, but
okay.
Yeah, we're just opening up for him. So it feels like Sahi's tour as well because the crowd makes it feel like I'm at home. So. Definitely.
So it's been a great experience so far?
Yes, definitely. We've been to some small towns, some big towns. It's just all been, we've been received very well. And like I was telling people, I love the tour that we're on because he's known as a lyricist, but still have, you know, fun songs as well. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's easy for the crowd to kind of acclimate to what I do. So it's pretty dope.
Yeah, they just goes hand in hand with each other, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now, I need no introduction to who you are, man, you know, but for the listeners of KC that might not know, let's give them a little background about Sahi the Prince.
Okay.
So you've been on Good Music since 2010, right?
We'll say officially 2011, but I started messing with him like since about 2010.
Okay. Now, I like the story, man, how Kanye West came across your music. Can you tell us that real quick?
Well, you know, he was, this is back when, I guess, Tumblr or, you know, he was really on his website thing and he was looking for content. And he came across a hip-hop video with me, with Yellow Wolf and a guy named Pill. And he was, I guess he liked the song. He was listening. And then, you know, unfortunately, the third verse came on and it was me. And you know, I do what I usually do, and he was thoroughly impressed, so he went and looked up some more of my music, and I had a video called a song called Stutter, and he heard that and he posted that, and then, you know, his people got in touch with my people, and Greg Street just handed me the telephone. It was no ID, and we was talking, and then, you know, he was like, yeah, he wanted you to come out. So booked me a flight. I was on the first thing smoking, and we was in Hawaii working. So that was like the logistics or the story behind me and Ye. It was just a chance that God just had the Yellow Wolf video come across his page. So,
man,
that was pretty dope.
What was that phone call like when you was on the other end?
Oh, man. I was ecstatic. I didn't get to talk to him when I first got the phone call, but they were saying he was actually in the room listening to my mixtape, so they didn't want to interrupt him. So I was like, hey, just put me on the flight. I know what time it is. So, nah, that's what it was.
So he flew out to Hawaii, you know, ever since then, it's been on?
Yeah, you know, the crazy thing is, like, once I got there and I walked in, I knew it was real. See, when I seen Ye, I kind of was like, I didn't know it was real. When Amber walked in the room, I was like, okay, it's real.
That's what we know. It's like, we for real, Ye's here.
Yeah, like that. You didn't know. It was like, cause I, you know, it was just me. You know, cause I've been around other stars before, so it's like, you know, it didn't really hit me until like, okay, this is really Ye, cause that's Amber Rose. Like, in my mind, I had to kind of like, okay, put two and two together. So that's how I knew it was real. And then we just got in there, and he just started playing my music, telling me how he thought I was dope. And that same night, he asked me to, you know, think of a little part on the hook of Soul Paul.
Yeah.
And that's how it all came together.
Man, and that's a blessing for real, man.
Yeah.
So after that, man, you got to work with Kanye on his last three albums, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. You wrote 9 of the 10 songs on Yeezus and his most recent, The Life of Pablo. Now, as a man who had a direct hand in helping with those albums, man, which album did you have the most fun creating?
I can't say how much fun I had creating either one because I was just I had the same role in all of them, but the one that I take more pride in than any of them was the Watch the Throne sessions.
You was in that sessions too?
Yeah, yeah. So those were the ones, like, that was like, that was really top secret.
All right, yeah, you know. you got two of the best of the best in the building, and you right there.
Yeah, but it's like, it's just what they want from me is not what a traditional person would think of as a writer. You know what I'm saying? It's just somebody who's in the room, listening to the beat, sets the tone. It's like, if you walked in the room and a beat playing, and I'm in here going crazy, like, oh, this incredible. Like, you're gonna walk in like, whoa, okay, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? But if you got people in the room that's just in here just to, you know, look cool and, yeah, you know, sip wine, you know, so you might not get the feeling of it. So I'm just a true hip hop guy.
Yeah.
So those are my funnest session. But I think Yeezus, out of all of them, Yeezus was like the dopest sessions because I got to meet so many different artists and different people that came through that. Like, I knew what Daft Punk looked like before a lot of my friends knew what Daft Punk looked like.
Yeah.
I just had the privilege of being in the room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was big.
So Yeezus was made in 6 weeks, correct?
I can't really say because I don't know how he did it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what he had premeditated or not, but I know we wasn't in Paris that long, and we were in Paris when he was making it. So
okay,
it was around that time. The music was probably done, but everything else, the paperwork, you know, all that, yeah, mix and mastering, all that stuff may take a second.
And were the sessions as intense as the music made it seem?
Was the session as intense? You know what? Because
Yeezus is really in your face when it comes.
You know what? It was. It was, because what he was trying to do in fashion was also frustrating, but it wasn't just frustrating, it was motivating as well. He was up for the challenge. So that's what most of the songs are for, just like trying to cross over into a barrier that you're really not accepted in. And sometimes you just like, man, I'm going to sit outside until you let me in. I'm going to make as much noise until you let me in here. So that was like the mindset of the album. So
yeah,
that's where it mostly came from, you know, when he was trying to, you know, jump off Yeezy and didn't nobody want to help him. And now you see where Yeezy is now. So yeah,
it definitely paid off for him.
Exactly.
All right, so Saha, I got to ask you, man. I heard a rumor. I just need to know if it's true. I just want to confirm this. Were you responsible for the Jeromes in the house line on Bound 2? Because I heard you like to crack Martin jokes every now and then.
Hey, man, you know, it's crazy. There's so many people in the room where we just cracking jokes and saying funny stuff. It's like, you never really, like with Ye, you got to understand, he respects everything in the room that comes along with him making a hit record.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Welcher's great, Juice is in the room, he wants to give them some of the publishing. You get what I'm saying?
That's how I heard Ye works. He wants everybody to get paid. He wants everybody to eat.
But it ain't even about getting paid or being eaten. It's like anything that in the room that inspires him. You know what I'm saying? If it's a young lady in the room that may have dope dreads and he might think of something like dreadheads of a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A black queen or boom. She ain't say nothing. She just been chilling. Right? She gonna get some points. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. It's like respecting everything that's in the room. And that's what a lot of artists, you know, they don't put that much, they don't have that much pride in their music. They don't have that much integrity in it. It's just like, we go in here, you know, we feel the way we feel. We drink what I drink and smoke what I smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, it's over with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't that like that with him. It's like, it's a real dream he's still on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he's a 6-year-old kid. It's like, he sees it in that manner of a dream. Like, oh, I want to capture everything. Oh, I could jump from the moon to Jupiter. And he really think he can jump from the moon to Jupiter. And you're not going to be able
right,
to tell
him. You ain't going to tell Yeezy, no.
Yeah, you're going to be like, you can't do it, bro. But and metaphorically, he can jump from the moon of rap to Jupiter of the fashion game.
And he's doing it.
You get what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's like, however you want to put it, you just let bro flow. So
yeah,
that's where it was at.
That's why I always admire Ye, because you can't tell him no if he has a dream. If he has my sound of dream, he's going to achieve. That's what good music is all about, yeah, getting out your dreams.
Absolutely. And it's metaphoric about a lot of things in life. It don't have to just be, you know, what you think it is. It's like, once you discover the layers of what he's trying to say, it goes to everyday life. So,
yeah. That's why I love him, man. All right, so Saha, you've been on Good Music for probably about, you know, a little over, about hit 7 years right now, Amory. So how is the state of Good Music right now different from when you first joined around 2011?
Kids. Everybody has kids now, so that's the biggest change. So you gotta allow family to be family. So, you know, it's more work and just performances. A lot of our downtime is like family time, so everybody's around, it's kids, and so, you know, it's just, that's the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
Kids.
Yeah. That family feel still in Good Music.
Yeah, definitely. It was always family, but you know, being young men, now you're grown men, you know what I'm saying? So it's different. Everybody has wives and different lives and different things like that. Even like a guy like Sean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We used to go over Sean's house, it's a party. Like,
every time, yeah. Sean's a young guy, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's a party, bro. Now you go over there, you gotta respect the environment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's all it is just family and kids and different things like that.
Can't really just go to Hawaii no more, fuck a few months in, huh?
No, we still can. That's probably the best thing we need to do, because the dopest thing about Hawaii was like no paparazzi. So it was nothing. It was like foreign. It was just us in this box and nobody around us really, you know, bothered us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I remember reading that Complex interview about the creating, the making of the My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy album. It's like, y'all would just go out and play YMCA ball with the locals and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. And they wasn't like star struggle. They wasn't like, we'd be out there for like 2-3 weeks. It's still just, you know, a cool 15 people out here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you would be in LA and we go out to a park, or anywhere in America, you go out to a park, there's going to be a lot of people out there if we keep going day after day at the same time.
Exactly.
So.
It was so casual. I remember reading that the gay would order Chinese food or whatever and like have the takeout guy come in like, hey, listen to this. What do you think of this, man? I'm like, that's crazy.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Hey, listen, people have their opinion in America, but that's the most genuine guy I ever met. Like, I'd be like, man, if he tell you don't like something, he don't like it. If he tell you he love it, you know he love it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like that type of honesty. I don't like when somebody tell me, like, or a girl tell me that I like you, and then you be like, think she really like you, and end up she don't really like you.
Yeah, she just saying that.
Yeah, just tell me you don't really like me. How much it costs? I'm like, okay, we Gucci. You know what I mean?
Right.
For sure.
And how has Jesus been doing, man, since he's been home?
Oh, he's great, man. He's great. Just spending time with the fam and working on secret music.
Secret music?
Yeah.
Fill us in, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he always got something up his sleeve. So, like, if you heard Glow on
Drake's album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of, you know, one of the joints he had, but he got a lot of stuff lined up. So, I don't know how he's going to release it. You know, he's always finding a creative way to do something. So, I just know he's working on a lot of music. So, we're going to be linking up in a couple weeks. So, we'll see where it goes.
I remember when Life Apollo dropped, he said, I got two more albums ready to drop, TurboGrafx 16 and another one. So, I'm always interested to see where Ye goes, man. All right, so we got the Kanye West questions and the good music questions out the way. Let's talk about Sci High the Prince.
Okay, okay, okay.
All right, man, it's finally happening. It's finally time. The debut album from Sci High the Prince is coming this summer. No Dope on Sunday, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right.
No Dope on Sundays.
It's going down, man. But I got to be honest, Sci High, as a good music fan, I almost seem like we would never get to this point, man.
But
you know, we here. And it's like, you know, I'm excited. As a good music fan, I'm excited to see what you bring. Now, I thought this would drop around the time the Black History Project dropped, because that's when you really started making that noise as a solo artist. Because at one point, I remember this interview, you had Rev Run in the studio with you on Sway in the Morning, basking in your skills on that Sway show, man. So why was now the perfect time to drop this album and not back then?
I mean, because, you know, at the end of the day, I've been, no disrespect, I've been one of the best rappers since, if not the best rapper, since I was about 15. But, you know, when you got a real message like I got, and you got a real calling, the devil's working. Like, he's overtime. Like, he's sending all his soldiers to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I let these other rappers get on, but this one right here, I cannot let this one come out.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, nah, you know, we done reloaded on you, and he can't stop this one. So that's what we're here for, man. I just think No Dope on Sundays is something that my fans been waiting on, and these are stories that I've been saving, and I haven't been putting on my mixtapes. I have to be real creative to do mixtapes, because I don't really like to rap about my stories unless it's going to be my album.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be real creative on my mixtapes. So you hear the Black History Project, that's just me being, you know, super creative.
It's like the story behind that is like you had a nephew, right, that wanted to write a paper over you for Black History Month,
and
the teacher was like, he's not famous enough. You're like, okay, I'll show you. And that was pretty dope, man.
Yeah, but you know, even if how I rapped about Mandela or being like Mandela or Huey, I had to kind of give an imagination of what was me. But on my album, this is my life.
Yeah,
like, when you hear these stories, it's gonna be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what you're gonna get from it. This is the album of the year.
You calling it right now?
I can call it 5-10 years from now. Because you've never heard nobody rap about what I'm gonna rap about. So that's what I feel like that's gonna separate me from every other artist.
And I'm interested in the story, man, because like you said, God only knows where you be if you never dream.
Absolutely.
All right, so the album is called No Dope on Sundays. And somehow, man, when I hear that, it makes me think of The Wire for some reason, about the unwritten street rule on Sundays.
Exactly.
But, so what does No Dope on Sundays mean to you?
I mean, that's the unwritten street rule. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we have to stand on it because, man, a lot of times, man, I tell my people, like, you know, know, a lot of races and a lot of different people did things illegal to get to where they're at. So I can't, you know, tell you to do or not to do, but I can't tell you to assess your situation. I can't tell you to, you know, make sure you spend time with your family. I can't tell you to, you know, have some downtime to yourself. And that's what it really is for my community, just starting with that one day. Because if we can start with one day, we can maybe move to two, maybe right. move to three. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, so it's just baby steps for me. But it was just a rule that I had that I learned, you know, growing up when I had a week. It was like my album is a week of me being from a Monday to a Sunday, or just a Sunday to a Sunday in so many words.
Yeah.
And it's just everything that transpired in that week. And then on that Sunday, it was like I got to reflect on what happened that week. So this is my story of my reflection of a week of my life. So
okay.
definitely.
Like you said, man, nobody has a story like you have, man.
So absolutely.
Interested to see, man. And the latest single you just dropped from the album like a month ago, I believe, it's called New Africa.
Yes, 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 New Africa, yep.
And all you talk about all the black artists, black athletes, activists, man, moving back to Africa and pretty much building a new country with Obama as a leader. I mean, hell, at one point you got Diddy open up a strip club in Kenya, man. Like, that sounds pretty turnt, man.
Right.
So what sparked this concept for the song?
Well, you know, it was just a mindset. And, you know, I let people know that it's not about moving back to Africa. It's about going back and reconnecting with our people. Because when you think about most races, like I tell you, you know, China come over, they got their, you know, line of credit or whatever. They system from what they do. They got their own community. You got the Jews, they got their own community. You got the Italians, got their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We just got to have our own community. And then when we do have them, we need to make sure they're kept up, make sure we putting, you know, time and money back into it to make sure our kids are, you know, growing up in a safe and, you know, productive environment. So that's what New Africa is for, just letting my people know we have resources in other places that we need to rekindle. So, and I made it in a fun way where, you know, we can modernize it, like all our favorite things that we have.
Yeah.
We could put it over there and it could be Dubai.
Yeah.
You know, Dubai was just sand 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Now it's like popping.
Hey,
like,
everybody wants to go to Dubai.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what Africa should be. So that's just the mindset I'm putting everybody in.
Hey, you know, like Tupac said, you just got to spark that change in the mind of the person that can take it there.
Exactly, exactly.
And now the next thing you about to have drop out will feature Schoolboy Q. It's called Moving Around, correct?
Oh, man, how did you know about that?
Hey, man, hey, I got to do my research on you, Saha. I know it's going down, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I got a song called Moving Around that's on my album. I don't know which punch that gonna be. I don't know if that's gonna be the first punch or the second punch, depending on how the rap game, you know, come at me. So
yeah.
I got my dukes up right now,
right.
So I'm ready to throw any combination I need to throw. So
right. I know Jay-Z, bro, he creep up on you with a two-piece real quick. Tell you put him up. They ain't been down since, huh?
Yep, that happened too. That happened too. Yeah.
Man, and like just the thought of, you know, Schoolboy Q and you on the same track of 2017, that just gives me a stank face, bro. Like, that's just nasty, dog.
Oh, it's crazy too. Like, people don't understand. My album is, I shocked myself. Like, at first I was like, okay, I'm gonna make this and it's gonna be this dope. But then when I got to really sitting back and listening to the music and really breaking it all down, it's coming together so perfect. So I'm excited.
I'm excited to hear it, man. So outside of Schoolboy Q, what other artists can we expect on this album? Good music gonna be in the building?
Good music definitely in the building. You know, I don't wanna give away too many secrets, but you know, I got School on there. You know, my boy Trav gonna be on there.
Travis Scott.
Yeah, Sean, you know, the whole good music fam. So we have a lot of different people because this is something that is not just something that I wanna do. You know what I mean? I don't wanna just say no dope on Sunday and I'm the only one waving the flag.
Yeah.
And my friends feel like, you know, this could be something that we could be a part of and changing our communities as well. So that's what, you know, it's a lot of people that's involved in this. So when you see it, it's gonna be like, wow, like this is cruel winter.
Yeah. Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't, man. All right. So, and Kanye West is gonna be executive producing, correctly?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh man, so it's definitely about to be a good music album for real.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gotta ask you, man, as a four-time Grammy-nominated artist who was signed to Kanye West and has Beyonce as one of your biggest fans, along with two critically acclaimed projects, the Black History Project series, and your debut album about to drop this summer. So all that considered, man, what would you say is your most proudest moment in your career so far?
My most proudest moment. That's difficult.
You have a lot, man. For a guy that's now about to drop his debut album, already a legend, man. What's your proudest moment?
I mean, my proudest moment is Soul Paul.
Soul Paul?
I would think that because it's like, God let me know he want me to move further than just what I dream. Like, my dream was just to do a song with Jay-Z my whole life.
That was your first big record.
Yeah. That God was like, okay, here you go. Let me get this out of the way because I got more if I need you to do.
Yeah.
I was like, hold up, man. You got to let me bask in this.
All right,
for
come on,
a second.
Man.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So that was something that he let me get over real fast. fast. So I think that was my biggest moment. But now it's just, these are my friends and family now. So it's like, you know what's crazy? I'm more starstruck when I see regular people.
Really? Really?
Yeah, because it's like, I be around so many famous people. Like, to see a regular person with, like, some talent or that's pretty cool, be like, I'll be like, oh, what up, boy?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, it kind of makes sense. When we first saw each other outside, you were like, what's up, man? Like, as if we knew each other for the longest time.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, seeing you is dope because I probably see Ty Dolla and Dream and, you know what I'm saying? I see all the Kardashians every day. It's like, you know, to see somebody, a regular person, is like, oh, okay, cool. So I would say since the last 3-4 years, it's just become normal at this point. It's like everybody's like my family. You know what I mean? So I'm no longer like starstruck or like startled when I see like, you know, many different people that I'm around. So
that's pretty cool. You say, you know, guys moving so fast, people. But hey, that's why you on this playlist, dog.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. You know what's going on, man. He just keep me close.
Right. God had an iPod. You be on it, bro. You said that the first time we heard you. So hey, no surprises here, man.
Absolutely.
All right. So Sahib, if people are still sleeping on Sahib and Prince after this interview, what do you want to tell them to make sure they wake up to this realness right now?
Oh man, you know, just, you know, the album gonna be coming, man. I gotta I'll be servicing 2 more singles in the next 2 weeks, so you guys will have them. So that's why I'm just coming here to, you know, make sure that the market is open, make sure the doors is open, so when I do deliver this gift, it's gonna, you know, go to the world. So I'm not tripping. Just, you know, if you wanna follow me and look me up, it's Sahib the Prince, CYHITHEPRYNCE. That's everything. That's Instagram, that's Twitter, that's you know, that's a pigeon if you wanna send a pigeon. You know, however you wanna
send the bird calls out, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Bird clap, Sahib's coming, man.
right. So at the end of the day, man, you know, if you're interested, you know, go look me up. But I'll be putting out 2 new records in the next 2 weeks, and you know, you'll definitely be looking me up then.
Yeah.
When you hear these bombs, it's like, whoa.
Man, bro.
You gotta drop the flex ones on that.
Right, drop bombs on that, man.
Right.
Hey, so we about to be eating here in the next 2 weeks. That's what's up, man.
Yes.
And so the album's gonna drop this summer?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got a date yet? You got a time frame?
You know what? I got 2 features coming in. They almost done. So when I do that, I have a definite one.
Can you fill us in on the features?
Oh man, I can't. I gotta leave something for the track list when it come out. They be like, oh my god,
right?
So you had this person.
Okay, just like, you know, you've already dropped some big names on. So we'll hold it off.
We can wait. Absolutely.
Now, real quick, man, before we wrap this up, I gotta ask, man. Cruel Winter.
Yes.
Will this be the year we experience the coldest winter yet? Will good music allow that? Can we expect Cruel Winter to drop this year?
Yeah, that's all. I was the last piece. I was the missing piece of it. Y'all don't understand it. So that's why all the fans gotta go support this album, because I'm the missing piece of Cruel Winter.
And I gotta say, man, you were definitely the glue on Cruel Summer, man. You have some of my favorite verses on that album, man.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know what I did on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the Throne to Yeezus to, you know, like you said, Pablo. It's like, you gotta, you know what I'm saying, this is my moment. So once I get this out the way and we got them rejoice on this, we're gonna go back in and do the, you know, all the powers gonna combine and we're gonna make Captain Planet.
Man, and so Cruel Summer, Cruel Winter. What is there a difference between the feeling of the making Cruel Summer and making Cruel Winter right now?
Yeah, it's a different vibe.
What's the vibe like these days?
I can't really give it to you because I don't know which songs is gonna go on there.
That's how Cruel Summer was.
Yeah, I can't give it to you too early because I might give you a vibe and then it changed the whole vibe.
Yeah,
you'd be like, oh, I thought it was the vibe. You know what I mean?
Sahib lied to me, man.
right. So nah. So I know we got a lot of music, so it'll be coming out shortly.
So will the album actually drop in winter? Cause Cruel Summer kind of missed summer by like a month or so.
I mean, you know, I really don't have that kind of control that's above my pay grade, but I definitely tell you we're gonna have the music done.
All right, you got Travis Scott executive producing that one. So Pusha T said, I believe.
Yeah, that's the guy who we're really like. It's me and him. That's
you, the two main guys.
Yeah, like I'm gonna help. You know, he's like more the production side, more the writer side. So you put that together, it's like. Phew.
Hey, good music never disappoints, man.
Absolutely.
Ain't no reason for me to expect any less. In good we trust. That is right. Sahib the Prince, No Dope on Sunday. The debut album of the legend is dropping this summer, man. It will feature Schoolboy Q, Pusha T, Travis Scott, Kanye West is producing the album. Man, good music is definitely in the building right now. You want the real? You want that street? You want that substance in your music again? Then wake up and stop sleeping on my man, Sahib the Prince, man. He's everything you want in hip-hop. And it's time to pay your respects, man, because it's about to be a real hot summer. And if we're lucky, it might be a cool winter. Too, man. Sahib, thank you again for coming by, man. It's been an honor, and I appreciate this opportunity, man. This is a huge moment in my career. I'm not even a year into my career yet, but this is everything to me, dog.
You sound like you're ahead of your time, so.
Hey, thank you, man.
Respect to you as well, boss.
Hey, I remember watching that Sway interview and be like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, man. So now I went from watching your interview to interviewing, dog. This is amazing, man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, thank you once again, dog.
No problem.